This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The planet is getting hotter. That is just the truth. And there are all kinds of data and reports and analyses that'll tell you the hows and the whys and the risks. From the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration today, though, a relatively simple measure. What is normal anymore? NOAA updates what are called its climate normals every 10 years, and in a lot of places, normal is getting both hotter and wetter, and at a rate that has increased rapidly over the past 40 years. So, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains what the new normal means for this economy.
NOAA looks at what's been happening in the weather over the last few decades to give a baseline of what normal weather looks like all over the country. The recent changes are, as the agency says, subtle, but the trend reflects what many of us are seeing, says Sandy Duncan, managing editor of the Farmer's Almanac.
Everybody has noticed that things seem off. You know, we see these flowers blooming earlier, or perhaps the robin came back a little bit later or a little bit sooner.
And what's off for a casual observer or gardener can be serious if you're a business making major investments. That can mean public utilities making different estimates about how energy and water will be used, or higher insurance rates in places more likely to see storms. Kia Javamardian at McKinsey says he talks to insurance companies all the time.
They'll use the data to, you know, understand where their risks are placed and is their portfolio more risky, less risky than they thought.
And then there's the agriculture industry. Ariel Ortiz-Bobea teaches at Cornell University.
Climate change is operating as a headwind, and it's really sort of slowing down the global agricultural productivity growth.
And while this latest data tracks with what many farmers already know, seeing the hyper-local breakdown of what makes the new normal can give them additional resources to plan for the future. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.